This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for April 12th. I'm Paul Plack. Airbus now predicts it can get its re-engined A320neo flying as early as 6 months ahead of schedule. Airbus has also announced that its A330-300 has now surpassed the 500 order mark, with Cathay Pacific Airways firm order last month for 15 more of the planes. Qatar Airways says it has ordered 3 Boeing 777 freighters and 2 777-300ERs, valued at $1.4 billion at list prices. The Russian carrier UT Air and regional turboprop manufacturer ATR have announced the signature of a contract for the purchase of 20 ATR-72-500s, valued at $426 million U.S. Columbia Helicopters, which for 26 years has operated the Boeing Model 234, has broken ground for a new T-55-714 engine test cell. Aurora Flight Sciences reports it has landed a contract to build prototype airframes for the Sikorsky S-97 Raider. A group of Navy pilots and air crewmen who were training at the Pacific Missile Range facility at Barking Sands, Kauai, Hawaii, rescued 2 women on Kauai's Kalalo Beach. A caller identifying herself as Sasha Johnson, the FAA Assistant Administrator for Communications, has warned Aero News, quote, "You better stop writing about the FAA." And it was 50 years ago today that the Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first human in space. NASA astronaut Katie Coleman has celebrated aboard the International Space Station by performing a flute duet with one of her musical heroes, Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, hear Jim Campbell's conversation about the big announcements from Aspen Avionics at AEA with Marketing VP Brad Hayden. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.